Welcome to Creative Connections, the medical analogy podcast. In each episode, we dive into a new condition, unraveling its complexities through exciting and relatable stories. The series is brought to life by award-winning voice actor Ben Haug. And if you want more, I invite you to visit rickycomerford.com/store, where you can purchase the textbook. Available in paperback and ebook formats. Enjoy the episode and happy learning.
Human immunodeficiency virus. Consider HIV as a cunning and covert spy who has slipped past the defenses of a nation, causing disorder and rendering the country defenseless against attacks. In this analogy, the immune system is the nation's defense system, with the high-ranking officers represented by CD4-positive T cells, the crucial coordinators responsible for directing the body's defense against various attacks, such as infections and diseases. Under normal circumstances, these high-ranking officers, the CD4-positive T cells, proficiently orchestrate the different defense divisions, safeguarding the nation, or in medical terms, the body, from external threats. However, imagine that this HIV spy cunningly infiltrates the nation's defense, setting its sights specifically on these high-ranking officers, hijacking their communication systems, and utilizing them for replication and spread. The covert nature of HIV camouflages the threat from the defense system, allowing the operative to carry out its nefarious actions undetected for a prolonged period. As more high-ranking officers are compromised and taken down, the nation's defense becomes increasingly disoriented and exposed to enemy invasions or opportunistic infections and illnesses. The loss of these crucial commanders results in a weakened defense system, culminating in the collapse of the nation's security infrastructure, which is the immune system. This is the point where the nation is most vulnerable, susceptible to devastating attacks, and significantly hindered in its ability to mount a successful defense. In managing and treating HIV, the primary goal is to identify and neutralize the covert spy as early as possible, preserving the nation's defense system and preventing further damage. This can be achieved through antiretroviral therapy, which helps to inhibit the replication and spread of the virus, thus enabling the immune system to recuperate and maintain its functionality. By thwarting the covert spy and bolstering the nation's defense, or the immune system, we can safeguard the country, or in medical terms, the body, from additional harm and ensure its sustained resilience against future threats.